Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
A few years ago, I was involved with an ecology exercise for elementary students. We waded out into a lake, scooped up some of the substrate with pie plates, and observed all the little critters that were hidden amongst the substrate and overlying detritus. As you might expect, there were lots of little invertebrates, such as crustaceans and insects. Then we explained how these invertebrates are important components of the aquatic food chain, and how, as such, are important food items for game fish we so enjoy. One of the more conspicuous groups of these little critters was what's commonly known as scuds. These scuds have no connection with the scud mussels. These scuds are small crustaceans, close relatives of crayfish, shrimp, and lobster. Some people also know them as freshwater shrimp, or side swimmers, or perhaps gammarus, the genus to which they belong. Scuds are small members of the group of crustaceans called amphipods. There are about 10,000 species in the group. Most are marine, but about 20% are freshwater species. They may be found in a wide variety of aquatic habitats, but generally are found at or near the bottom of the body of water where they feed on detritus, dead plant and animal material. As such, they're important detritivores, reducing the buildup of dead material at the bottom of the body of water and returning the nutrients back into the food chain to perhaps eventually become tasty flesh of bluegills, perch, or walleye. Scuds are generally between a fourth of an inch to three-fourths of an inch long. They're whitish in color with perhaps some darker markings. They have two pair of antennae, gills, and eight pair of legs, with the front legs modified for grasping and function as accessory mouthparts. The rest of the legs function in swimming and creating little water currents to flow over the gills. Some of these legs are oriented forward, while those further back are oriented backwards. Ice anglers occasionally will see these scuds come swimming up the holes in the ice. They're also occasionally observed when fishing during other seasons. The abundance of these scuds is an indication that there are probably some happy, well-fed fish in the body of water. Moreover, if all goes well, the anglers will happily enjoy a meal of freshly caught fish. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.